The Milwaukee Rotary Club has been hearing speakers talk about the pro-mining bill now at the state capitol and the iron ore mine proposed for Ashland and Iron counties. Last week, Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins told the Rotarians why he opposes the legislation and the mine. Today, Scott Manley of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, or WMC, told the group that the mine would bring needed jobs to the north and that the state DNR would protect the nearby environment.
Our environmental regulator, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, has said that this legislation gives them all of the tools they need to ensure iron mining would be done safely.
Manley worked for DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp when she was a state senator. Attorney Kimberly Wright of Midwest Environmental Advocates, which is helping represent the Bad River Tribe, says the DNR may not be able to know all the facts about the taconite mine. She says it may cost $20 million to do an adequate environmental impact study, but the mining bill caps at $2 million, the amount the taconite company would have to pay.
What's going to happen with the gap? Where are we going to get the information? So it'll either be on the backs of the taxpayers or we'll have a lot of shortcuts.
Wright also says WMC is wrong to suggest that the mining bill wouldn't weaken environmental standards. The mining debate moves back inside the state capitol soon. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.